Harrogate continues. The Sun newspaper is the first UK paper to publish those naked pictures of Prince Harry, third in line to the throne. We talked about them yesterday. The pictures have already, of course, appeared in papers around the world, in Ireland, on the internet. Is this a brave step for free press or a move to shift papers? The Sun is saying that we are doing so despite warnings from the royal family lawyers. We'll explain why. The Sun is not making any moral judgment about Harry's nude frolics with girls in a Las Vegas hotel. Far from it. He often sails close to the wind. But he's 27. He's single. He's a soldier. We like him. We're publishing the photos because we think Sun readers have a right to see them. Well, publicist Max Clifford is on the line. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Were you surprised that the Sun published them, bearing in mind that Leveson is looking over all newspaper editors' shoulders at the moment?
Well, I mean, I wasn't surprised because I was hearing yesterday afternoon that that's what they were intending to do. But I think that obviously it'd be very interesting to see, you know, if there's an increase in circulation in the Sun today.
Of course, if any paper was going to do it, I suppose it was always going to be the Sun, wasn't it?
Yes, and I mean, I think the, you know, the Sun on Sunday and the Sunday Mirror or the Sunday People would be the place where you would have thought it would have appeared, but if it was going to appear, although all the other editors, apart from the editor of The Sun, have respected the wishes of Clarence House up until today.
But what about the rights of the readers, is their point? I mean, if something like 6 million people have already done a search online for Prince Harry naked, or those figures grow by that, by depending on which paper you read, if they're freely available, why should the British public not see them as well? We're not going back to the days when the abdication crisis and all the French press were printing that, and we weren't allowed to.
I mean, that's a very fair and valid point. But, you know, and it's one of those things that obviously, you know, you have to decide right or wrong. The fact is that there is a huge interest. The fact is there are a vast amount of people that would love to see them. The fact is that, particularly women, the fact is that you can see them almost anywhere else in the world apart from this country.
So why are we...
It's also a fact that it's an invasion of privacy. They were taken secretly, you can only assume without his knowledge, in a private party, in a private hotel suite. And that is, whatever way you want to say, an invasion of privacy. So, you know, it comes down to this whole question between everybody's right to privacy and a free press.
So if those women had taken those photographs, and let's be truthful about it, they weren't his friends, they were pretty well strangers. If they'd come to you and said, we've got these photographs and I want to release them, would you represent her? Would you have put the photographs out?
No. I mean, I've been asked that question many times. No. And in fact, I've already had an approach from one of the girls over there and I said no.
Why?
The reason I said no was because I think in this situation, the ends don't justify the means. No, there's nothing that we need to know from this. You know, if it was Harry with underage girls, if it was Harry taking drugs, different matter. But he's not. He's a 27-year-old letting himself down and letting his hair down, rather, in a private party. I couldn't have justified it to myself. Newspaper editors might be able to.
And has that always been your raison d'être?
Absolutely right. You know, in other words, if I could say to myself, well, the British public need to know, they should know, because this reveals Prince Harry a different side, something that we don't know. He's been deceiving us, you know, whatever. So, you know, we should know this because of the importance of Prince Harry. Yeah, but this doesn't do anything like that.
If we only saw photographs and articles in the paper that we needed to know rather than wanted to know, they'd be very thin newspapers. I mean, some of the things that have been in over the years, we do not need to know.
I mean, I agree with that. And in a democracy, you've got to have a free press. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, at the moment, you know, there has been an agreement and papers are basically saying that we aren't going to invade people's privacy, mainly because of Leveson. And I would agree that there have been stories that should have appeared on front page papers over the last year or so that didn't appear because newspaper editors were frightened of Leveson. But you have to look at every situation and its own merits. All I'm saying is, in this situation, you know, I totally understand that the editor of The Sun will think, this is going to make me hugely popular with my readers and we'll sell a lot more copies. But on the other hand, there's no argument that it is an invasion of his privacy.
You've said, I think I'm quoting you, your advice would be to Harry, hold your head up. You did nothing to be ashamed of. You let your hair down. He's third in line to the throne. He's an army officer. Do you think that was suitable behaviour?
Absolutely, perfectly suitable behaviour. In a private party, in a private situation, for him to let his hair down a few weeks before he'd be out in Afghanistan, you know, fighting for his country and risking his life, absolutely 100%.